You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric Keefe, the gracious and humble host. So glad to be with you today. If you are new to the Locked On Thunder podcast, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I did radio in Oklahoma City for about 4 years. I've done radio overall for about 20, or did radio overall for about 20, and now I'm a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I also work for Thunder Digest, hosting a weekly podcast there called the G League, and I've covered the Oklahoma City Thunder for 5 years and tend to look at myself as the liaison between the player and the fan, going to the games, going inside the locker room, going to shoot around, going wherever I can to track down information for you about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And today we've got a lot to get in here in the next few minutes. We'll give you an update on Steven Adams. I do have word on him for the game tonight. We'll also allow Steven Adams to describe his injury and tell you what his status for tonight is. So all that's coming up in segment number one. Plus, yesterday we discussed benching Carmelo Anthony. Will he and Paul George get off the snide yesterday? So does that alleviate any of your anxiety about keeping Carmelo Anthony in the starting lineup? In segment number two, well, Russell Westbrook is about to hit 100 triple-doubles. The question is, are we as Oklahoma City fans cool with that? If that, in a sense, what I'm asking is, if that's all we get, is that Russell Westbrook is this great, historic, dynamic player, and the Thunder are good and competitive, but ultimately never win a championship while he's here, and maybe not win one for the next 15, 20 years, is that something you're willing to live with if you are getting a consistent product at the peak, year in, year out, that ultimately wins? So we go into that, plus Carmelo Anthony talks about what Russell's place in history is. And we'll revisit that and what it means for Carmelo Anthony to be on a team with a guy who's accomplishing the feats that Russell Westbrook is. And then finally, in segment number three, we'll give a tip of the hat to LockedOnSpurs.com or the Locked On Spurs podcast, because there is a chance that Kawhi Leonard could be coming back. He's supposed to be back on the 15th, but is it even worth it? Because as of now, the San Antonio Spurs aren't even in the playoffs after losing their last three games. So is this something you really want to risk if you're Greg Popovich? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Another edition of Locked On Thunder is coming your way. If you're a business owner and you are looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44 to spend money with your business, well, we've got them in droves here at the Locked On Thunder podcast, as well as the Locked On Podcast Network. 98% of the folks that listen to this podcast are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44, and the metrics have been done on that, so they're extremely accurate. And if you would like some reasonable rates and to be part of a product that is local, that is Monday through Friday, and is done by experts, and I think more importantly, done by people who are fans of the team and have an interest in seeing the team do well, then this is the perfect place for you. Just email David Locke, that's D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com, and he will tell you about all our reasonable rates. He will tell you about all our podcasts, both NFL and NBA, and you can become a part of what is a very exciting network that is worldwide, giving information on a daily basis. I couldn't be prouder to be a part of the Locked On Network. So again, David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com to find out how you can be a sponsor of LockedOnThunder.com and the Locked On Thunder podcast. Okay, just received word on Steven Adams, and as you might suspect, he's questionable for tonight with that hip contusion. And I have not one to usually criticize Billy Donovan because I think he's done a pretty good job. But I think both he and the organization made a huge mistake last night by running Steven Adams out there. Now, granted, hindsight's 20-20.
But obviously the guy's ankle is still hurting him. There's no way you sprain an ankle and then 2 days later you're playing pain-free unless you are just absolutely tore it all up and you've masked everything with so many painkillers that you can just get out there and feel nothing. He falls last night. I know people are going to say it was a foul. I did not see it was a foul. So I guess I'm the only one in the stands that thought essentially Steven Adams got hurt in the third quarter and then had to leave. So it's two games in a row. He leaves early in the third quarter. Now, luckily, the Thunder didn't need him and were able to beat both the Spurs and the Kings without Steven Adams. But tonight, if he's questionable, you can't run him out there. There's just no good reason to put a banged up Steven Adams and allow him to deal with Dewayne Dedmon. Let Dakari Johnson do that. That's what you've got him there for. That's what you keep bouncing him back and forth between the Blue and the Thunder. And tonight's just a good night for Dakari to get some more experience. And it's not like Dakari hadn't started. And Jeremy Grant's playing really well in the five right now. So let Steven Adams at least get tonight off. And maybe you bring him back on Friday when the Clippers are in town and let him go at it then. And I'm even of the mindset if he needs 2-3 games off, just do it. Deal with the consequences the best you can. Now, as far as Steven Adams last night, here he is talking about whether or not he'll be able to go for this game with the Hawks, and then he'll explain what exactly his injury is.
So you going tomorrow night? Will you go tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll see, mate. We'll take it day by day. Day by day until tomorrow.
Just by day.
Yeah.
Can you describe the injury in layman's terms?
Pardon?
Can you describe the injury in layman's terms?
No, you search it up. Australopithecus afarensis. That's what it is.
Yeah. I want to thank Fred Katz for doing the work on this because I certainly wasn't. But my fault is that I believe that Steven Adams is from New Zealand. Well, I know he's from New Zealand, but I believe that because he is from New Zealand, he's going to know more about the human body than anyone in America could. So obviously what he says is truth. But no, the word that I'm not even going to try and pronounce there happens to be theorized as one of the first primates to walk on two legs because of its evolved hip joints. And according to ESPN, it lived about 2 to 3 million years ago in Africa. So there it is, a primate that was able to walk on two legs because of its hip joints. That's what Steven Adams was referencing. Ah, man, that guy is always good for a quote. The other thing that happened last night was that Carmelo Anthony and Paul George finally got their act together, getting off the schneid, both of them having games where they scored 21 points. Melo played 31 minutes. George, 38. Both of these guys. Melo's been struggling all year. George has been struggling since the All-Star break. But yesterday we touched on what to do about Carmelo Anthony because most Oklahoma City Thunder fans would like to see Carmelo Anthony come off the bench. Or at worst, they want to see his minutes limited. And that is really where you get the happy medium for both the fans and maybe the team, which is let Carmelo Anthony start, give Patrick Patterson the bulk of those minutes. But last night, Carmelo Anthony goes off for 21, and a lot of that was credited to the Kings packing the paint, leaving the Thunder wide open from three, and allowing shooters like Paul George, a shooter like Paul George and a scorer like Carmelo Anthony to get that three-point shot going. I still err on the side, and I said this yesterday, and I'll keep reiterating it. As long as you have a superstar like Carmelo Anthony, who throughout his career can show you not only to have nights like that, but can also be clutch, I don't want to do anything to lose that guy mentally. And aside from those two and the way they were playing last night and Russ, who got his 99th triple-double, it felt like game 69, which is exactly what it was. It was hard to watch. Both teams looked like they were sort of trudging through that game last night. Not necessarily trying to get it over, but you could tell it was late in the season and the grind was there. I'm going to still say Carmelo Anthony needs to start. Until Patrick Patterson can prove to me that he is completely and totally clutch. And I think more importantly than that, forget Patrick Patterson. More importantly is, until I know from Carmelo Anthony 100% he could accept that role coming off the bench and still be effective and you not lose him mentally, I want to see him out there on the court. And Paul George said last night that neither he nor Melo are really concerned about their shooting percentage.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I've been through it through, you know, tough shooting nights. Melo's been through tough shooting nights. That's the least of my concerns, the least of his concerns, I'm sure of it. You know, that's all going to come. You know, it's, my job is just to continue to keep going, continue to stay in attack mode. You know, I'll get in a rhythm here, you know, eventually where I'll feel good on a nightly basis. But I'm going to, you know, continue to be aggressive out there.
Hopefully Paul George is right. He and Melo get their act together and come postseason, those guys are rocking and rolling. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about Russell Westbrook reaching an historic mark and why I do think it's good enough for Oklahoma City Thunder fans. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. Guys, let's talk here for a second, because the madness of March is upon us. And you've got an opportunity to make a boatload of money. No, I'm not talking about doing it with your office and taking that risk of going against Betty, who's going to pick teams based on her color. No, this is real money here. And the way to do it is going to mybookie.ag. Join me and join the thousands of others who have found this site, a site that actually pays out. You know, John back in sales isn't going to pay out. He's got all the money. He's keeping it for himself. He's going out. He's buying booze. So you need to log on to mybookie.ag. Join me today. Don't waste your time anywhere else and make some real money off college basketball. Right now, we've got a promo code. It's Locked On NBA. Just enter the promo code Locked On NBA. You can activate that offer today. And you can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket. That's right. Let me say that again. You can enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket. Just join mybookie.com. Join right now, and they will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Hear me on that? First deposit with a 50% bonus and enter for a chance to win that $1 million bracket challenge. Remember, the promo code Locked On NBA. Just visit mybookie.ag today. You're in the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Russell Westbrook with his 99th triple-double last night. Most likely he gets 100 tonight against Atlanta. Although, come on, let's face it. We're all thinking the same thing. Don't do it. Don't do it. Come up short. You know, if he's one rebound, one assist, 1 point away, 2 points away, and the Thunder have this thing well in hand, or, okay, maybe the Atlanta Hawks have this thing well in hand, let's beg Billy Donovan to pull him so Russell Westbrook can get the triple-double on Friday night when the Los Angeles Clippers are in town. Come on, this is what we're all thinking. Now, granted, this is not like chasing 3,000 hits where you're one hit away and all the guy needs is one hit to break it. Obviously, Russ is going to have a tremendous performance, but we've seen Russ be able to do that time after time. And I think the bigger thing when talking about Russell Westbrook is, as sports fans, we don't get an opportunity to see history that much. And in Oklahoma City, we've now seen two MVPs. We've seen Kevin Durant have record-breaking seasons. We have seen Russell Westbrook have a record-breaking season. We've watched Carmelo Anthony surpassed Jerry West for 20th on the all-time scoring list. That's pretty awesome. And as much as I want to see the Thunder win a championship and there be a parade in Bricktown and eventually a banner ceremony and, more importantly, watch them do it without Kevin Durant, just to stick it to him, I would rather have the history. If you're giving me the choice, championship or historic player making historic runs, I will take history over championships every single time, because so many fan bases have got the opportunity to experience championships. And it seems that unless you're a dynasty, like the Bulls of the 90s, the Lakers of the early 2000s and 80s, and all those great Celtics teams, and maybe even this GSW franchise. Now, they all, like, all these championships get to be clumped together and lost. And there are several, I will point out World Series because I'm a huge baseball fan, but it seems there have been several World Series champions come and go over the last few years that I really can't remember anything about their run, unless there was something real significant. In fact, the last best run I remember. Now, granted, the Cubs was phenomenal. The Astros were phenomenal because those were first-time winners there, or for the Cubs, first time in, you know, 100-plus years. But the last best run I remember is that 2004 Red Sox team, and what I remember is not so much the World Series, but them overcoming the 3-0 lead against the New York Yankees. I will always remember Russell Westbrook's year where he broke Oscar Robertson's record for the most triple-doubles in one season and won the MVP. And I'll remember him leading the Thunder to being the sixth team in the West because of Kevin Durant leaving. Like, all that piles up. And I know Kevin Durant got an MVP last year in the finals, and there's going to be tons of Warrior fans that remember it, but what I'll remember most about Kevin Durant, and obviously this is with some orange and blue glasses, is the fact that he left Oklahoma City and had to go do it with a fully stacked team. And I don't know how many people are going to remember that series between Golden State and Cleveland. I think they will remember the one from the year before where Golden State was up 3-1 and ended up blowing it. So I say all that to just say this. Championships are great, but history is such a rare thing that when we have it in the palm of our hands, it's something that definitely needs to be enjoyed. And who better to put that in perspective than the guy that did pass Jerry West for 20th on the all-time scoring list, Carmelo Anthony?
I think I got like two, maybe one. It's just to be a part of, you know, something like that, and I was on the other side of a couple of those, you know, triple doubles, but to now be on the same side with him, you know, that accomplishment is special. I don't know, that's working. You know, that's coming up on 100 triple doubles is working. So that's a testament of kind of who he is as a player, his focus, his mindset, his work ethic, and a testament to his teammates to make the shots when, you know, when the ball gets to them, and just the confidence level that he has in his teammates, and that we have in him to get 100 triple doubles is unbelievable.
This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Thank you so much for joining me today. Also, thank you for being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up next, should the Spurs consider benching Kawhi Leonard for the rest of the season? Yeah, that debate, it's really out there, and we'll talk about it next here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. You're listening to the Locked On Network, your team every day. Guys, if you want a chance to make some real money, and I'm talking real money, you need to log on to mybookie.ag. The madness of March is here, and if you're sick of not getting paid out or having to wait for your payouts after you've won your bets, then you've waited too long to get on mybookie.ag, and I would not recommend this to anyone if I wasn't doing it myself. Me and thousands of others have jumped on mybookie.ag, and right now they are going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right, first deposit, 50% bonus. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Let me say that again. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Just enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's LOCKEDONNBA. Play, win, and most importantly, get paid for it. It's mybookie.ag. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Tonight, you've got the Atlanta Hawks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Game tips off at 6:30. And remember, the great thing about the Locked On Podcast Network is we don't bother you during the game. You can listen to us anytime, before the game, after the game. You can always listen to something to refresh your memory. And there are back episodes always available at lockedonthunder.com. and all the other Locked On Thunder podcasts that are out there. And let's give a tip of the hat to the folks at Locked On Spurs for bringing this up. And that is whether or not it's even worth it for San Antonio to bring back Kawhi Leonard, who is supposed to be on the court against the Pelicans here shortly. I think it's the 15th of March is when Kawhi Leonard is supposed to be back. The Spurs are such a staple, such a mainstay, that it's hard for me to fathom any fans, any media, essentially conceding to Golden State, Houston, or anyone else. Now, granted, you could be worried about Kawhi Leonard risking further injury, and you just want him on the floor, and you want him back healthy next year. That I totally understand. But I would also think that as a Spurs fan, having Greg Popovich on the sidelines, Kawhi Leonard back, you still have Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili coming off the bench, not to mention just a well-seasoned team all around with Pau Gasol, who happens to have NBA championship pedigree, you'd want to roll it out there and take your chances. I know I would. And I still have to wonder, when does Pop's act finally wear thin? And I'm going to keep pondering that for quite some time. And I think it may have finally caught up to him. Because I can't ever think of a time during his run in San Antonio where they've ever had discord. And Greg Popovich has had to deal with something so publicly and go motivate a player to get on the court. And organizations do this all the time. And I never thought I'd see the Spurs do this, which was player knows his body. Players go to their own doctors. Teams have their own doctors. The team doctor clears the player, and the organization then puts the onus on the player to come back, thus having him vilified in the court of public opinion by fans and media. And I'll freely admit, I'm guilty of doing that. Killed Derrick Rose for not coming back in the playoffs and giving the Bulls the chance to beat the Miami Heat when probably they weren't going to do it anyway. And I don't blame Kawhi Leonard, Derrick Rose, or any other player who feels that they can't come back. If you can't do it, don't risk further injury, because not only are you possibly going to hurt you yourself and your team further, but you may end up hurting your pocketbook, because if you reach that free agent year and you're banged up, let's face it, no one's going to be trying to sign big checks for you. No one. If I'm Kawhi Leonard, I don't come back. Forget San Antonio. Forget what is best for them. I sit out the rest of this year, call it good, and then tell the Spurs, hey, if you got a problem with me doing what was best for me, then you need to talk to my agent and get on the horn and make some trades. Philadelphia might be looking. They've got some nice young players. Maybe Houston possibly deal with you, although I don't see the Spurs doing business with the Rockets, but there are certainly landing places for Kawhi Leonard if San Antonio doesn't want him. And on the other hand, going back to Steven Adams, which we talked about at the very beginning of this podcast, and that's this, Adams is the type of player that won't sit out. You can just tell Steven Adams, if he can go, no matter what kind of pain he's in, because that guy's got a high tolerance for pain, he's going to be on the court. And it's going to be up to Billy Donovan, Sam Presti, other people in the organization to finally settle this guy down and tell him, nah, you're not going tonight. You're not going for these next two nights. Just relax. Jeremy's got this. And I don't think Steven Adams has any worry about his position or status in the organization. Just think that he's a guy that loves being out there. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. Coming up tomorrow night, obviously, on tomorrow's podcast, we're obviously going to look back at the Atlanta game and then look ahead to the upcoming matchup with the Clippers. And we'll probably be talking about Russell Westbrook's 100th triple-double and his place in history. Although that is, as they say, TBD. Until then, hey, if your uncle has a country place and he's got this really nice red car, grab it. Go for a ride, because you never know when those motor laws are going to come into effect. Enjoy the game tonight, everyone. I will talk with you tomorrow.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.